Yeah, so one of the things that I really hold on to is that what we see in the word in terms of these unfolding states are what must, is what must come to pass. So the word doesn't describe what might or might not be depending on our choices. It actually describes what must unfold in order for ultimately for the descent of the New Jerusalem within the human mind. So, and one of the things, one of the hopes in logopraxis is that we come to see that everything is within, everything applies. It's not, whereas without that kind of understanding, what we tend to do then is just identify with those elements with which we are, happy with, and sort of like push the other stuff aside or not think about that. But the good and the bad, from our perspective, is really what is describing. It describes two things. It describes the activity of the proprium, and it describes the activity of the Lord in the work of salvation. And we have to see both in order to be saved. Because if we don't see the proprial elements, then we remain immersed in them. So inner work is really about coming to see that what the word teaches concerning the proprium is actually true, to come to see that for ourselves. And as I often sort of remark, in logopraxis, we have the phrase, the freeing is in the seeing. And because it's when we see what is arising from those proprial states that and get a good handle on what it is, and that the word describes it exactly as it is, then we are set free from it. It's only while we're in denial of it that we remain attached to it, and it influences the quality of our life. So.